Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ozzie Guillen.
I'm the captain of the boat.
Former White Sox manager.
I mean, I don't know how much payment I watch.
I go to watch the All-Star game? Hell no.
Talking the latest around Major League Baseball. Ozzie Guillen.
Mully at Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the score. It's always a joy to talk to Ozzie Guillen. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Ozzie, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Ozzie.
Good morning, guys. Long time. What's going on?
Great to talk to you. The start of the season right around the corner. We are excited that everybody's in training camp. And obviously, the big story in baseball has been the cheating scandal, the Houston Astros exposed for what they were doing. And we've talked a little bit about the idea of payback for them. I think somebody set the over-under on hit batsmen at 83.5 times this year. And, I mean, they're actually taking book on how many times guys are going to get hit as a result of it. What's surprising maybe is that I think when this first started, there was this feeling that there wasn't a lot of indignation from people, and that might mean that everybody was doing some form of this. But lately, we've seen a lot of Major League Baseball stars come out and kind of talk about it and rail against it. What's your take on what happened with the Astros and where baseball is at right now?
Well, you know, it's very, very, very sad, very embarrassed. I think this problem with the baseball right now is unreal. It's unreal because nowadays we can find so many great things about the game. All the sun, every year something come up, but this is since 1964. That was the year I born. I never had anything even close to that damage to the game. And wow. Yes, they did. They did a little bit of punishment, but then people was waiting for a bigger punishment. And that's the reason I think the players continue to talk about it and people around the world are still talking about it. And to the day they not hit the punishment the way that people think, that will continue on. I think we're only about a month of the season. I think next 2 weeks will be very crucial for the game. We're not going to forget. No, we can't forget that because that's one of the ugliest situations baseball have in so many years. But we have to hurry up and start move on with the game because, you know, we talk about baseball. I think this is the best all season about baseball, but we're talking about the wrong thing. You know what I mean? I hear people kind of players apologize to it. I think some people say they're going to read, you know, going ahead, Dusty Baker asked, you know, to don't hit anyone or protection. I think that's part of the game. We have to wait and see when the season starts how another team's going to react. But when you hear players like they never talk at all, like Trout, Giancarlo Stanton, make comments, you have to listen very careful, and you know it. Baseball right now got in a little bit of trouble, and we have to clean it as soon as we can.
Ozzie, we're at this point because Mike Fiers told the story to The Athletic, and obviously everything started there, and the baseball, sport of baseball finds itself in the situation because of that, largely because of the investigation that followed. Do you view Mike Fiers as a brave guy who helped clean up the sport or helped clean up the game, or do you view him as a snitch, as David Ortiz called him yesterday when talking about his role in all this?
Well, you know, I grew up in the 80s. I grew up saying, you know, whatever happened in the clubhouse, stay in the clubhouse. We're in 2020. Nothing stay in the clubhouse. Nothing stay in your house. Everybody know exactly what's going on. Always somebody got to know something. But in the meanwhile, I tip my hat to him, because what I read and what I hear about Major League Baseball noticed this situation a little while ago. And I think, to me, this guy saved the game, put the game in out there to say, we're doing this. Baseball is doing this. We had to clean it up and make a better baseball game to compete. And I think it wasn't fair. You mean, like, I talking to people, you know, Joe Girardi have a chance to be in another World Series. If Joe Girardi win the World Series, he will be a Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? And it costs a lot of people's job. We just talk about the GM and the manager, but we don't talk about players got sent down, not have a job, went through a lot of bad situations. That's my point. Win the World Series, it's not easy. If that was easy, they repeat at the World Series. They're not. It's not easy, and you know how hard you work on it. And when you see that happen and you play against them, wow, it's hurt. It hurt big time. My wife asked me a couple of days ago, say, hey, what happened if the Astros was doing to you in 2005 and you lose? I said, I'd be waiting for everybody in the parking lot to fight.
Right. There's a feeling of like that from some people, and we certainly
heard. I'd be waiting for them in the parking lot to fight, because I think it was unfair. It wasn't right. And it's just something that's very sad, but this is an ugly, dark cloud come to baseball right now. And you don't want to move. That cloud is still there. You don't want to move quicker. We have hopefully good weather coming on. We blow that away, and we start talking about good, great baseball back with us. But the London, I think to me, people waiting for something for bigger punishment. If that not happen, we'll be talking about this for a long, long time every day, and you got to deal with.
And, you know, Ozzie, obviously it's not just Houston. Houston, Alex Cora, when he left Houston, brought it to the Red Sox, and that's under investigation right now, and he has been fired from his job, and I don't know that he gets another one after this. You know him well. You obviously were, you know, you and Joey, we always think of Joey on your staff. What's your take on what happened with Alex Cora, and what will happen with the Red Sox? Is it, you know, does the commissioner have to rethink the punishment with the Astros and then add it to the Red Sox if indeed this is going on in two different places?
Well, if that happened to the Boston Red Sox, I think the commissioner should know by now exactly what's going on. We're waiting. I just talked to Alex a couple of days ago, nothing about about the situation, because I don't want to touch that situation. I still my boy. I love Alex like my own son. I not agree what he did. But also, when this big, big, big thing happening, we cannot punish just a couple guys. It's more people involved. It has to be more people involved. And when you punishing just 2, 3, 4 guys, that's not enough. That's not enough. And And it was part of that, yes. Bertrand was part of that, yes. But meanwhile, everybody played was part of that. Because I told the guys, hey, we're going to do this. If I don't agree with him, I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm 30 years old, 24 years old. I'm a grown man. I ain't do that. But when that happened, I think everybody should be involved. Everybody should have to pay the price. If something happened in Boston, we're waiting for it. I'm not waiting for anything good. to Alex. Obviously, he's my boy, but it'd be a shame. Yeah, I'd be upset. I'd be sad. We should be no better than that. But as I talked to Giancarlo, you know, I hear Giancarlo trying to say, they didn't say I'm sorry or apologize just because they get caught. Mm-hmm. They get caught and they say, oh, you know, I'm sorry. You know, it's like, you know what I mean? It's something you can describe that. You're upset, you're sad, you not believe that. But in the meanwhile, it's happening. Ain't got to go through it. And I think the Alex guilty. They got to bring the punishment to him the hardest they can. I talk to Alex almost every day. I just talk to Alex yesterday, like I said before, but I not agree what happened. I not agree what the situation is with the game. And hopefully the commissioner hurry up and get the punishment the quickest he can, not just Alex, everyone. And making, you know, drop the hammer. And commissioner had to I told Junior a couple of days ago, commissioner got a situation right now, he can be a hero or can be a zero on the game. Mm-hmm. When I hear people talking players on respect the commissioner of the game and calling name, it's sad. It's sad because all the sport look up to baseball, especially, you know, back in the front office. And everything was so great. All the song, everything just broke down in just a month. Mm-hmm. And you will see. If they're not punishing the way they should, every day something will come up. Some media guy, some member of the clubhouse, some people who work in the front office. If people work in the front office, get fired. Say, okay, you're going to fire me? All right, I talk. This guy, that guy, that guy, we all do this. Then he's going to continue on and on and on and on. And I think that's going to be a problem to resolve. But we got to move this thing the quickest we can because, you know, we don't want the young fans, but they want young people to watch our game. We don't want them to grow up with that image. We want to grow up with the image of the great players, the great games, and hopefully that happens soon.
Ozzy, from a manager's perspective, if you're Dusty Baker, you know what's coming next. Molly alluded to the number, the over and under, and people are speculating on how teams will retaliate against the Astros. How do you protect your players if you're Dusty Baker? Do you, you know, obviously make a concerted effort to business as usual, or do you have a different approach this season because of the realities we all just discussed?
Well, I'll be honest with you, like I say, I grew up in baseball now is a bunch of kids managing and people doing stuff and they tell you what to do and you know, you have to work together with, but Dusty, somebody hit me, I will hit somebody else. And you let them know this is 2020. This is not a 19, 18, 17, 16. I didn't manage this ball club and you have respect my players. If something happens, you hit me, I have to protect my players, no doubt about it. That's the way Dusty grew up. And I was laughing because Dusty was asking that he need protection. I said, no, stay quiet. They hit you. You hit the first one, it's on the plate. And then you made that across. If you're going to hurt my players, I'm going to hurt one of yours because that's the way baseball it should be. What's going to happen? We got to wait. They have things in Vegas, like how many times they're going to get hit.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's ridiculous. That's sad. That's embarrassing. Like right now we talk about, okay, this team going to get hit. People bet money about how many times they're going to get hit, how many times. You know, you're going to hit the two guys. That's easy. Altuve is what, 5'4"? And Bregman is about 5'7"? I mean... And the biggest one they have is Correa. He's not a big boy either. You know what I mean? And that's a advantage to the team you're going to play against them. But if you hit somebody and they hit one of your best players and somebody you hurt, this thing will continue to talk about we just got hit because they cheat. And that's, you know what I mean, that's something, that, you know, you can put a warning before the season starts. Like, oh, you hit one of the guys. We're going to put, you know, I mean, we're going to suspend you. Then you're protecting somebody. They really don't do anything good for the game.
Ozzie, thanks a ton. Appreciate your forthrightness and talking about the subject.
Great
really
talking
do.
To you, Ozzie. Yep.
All right, guys. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.